Welcome to your radio show, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal.
The name of the show is 7 Second Delay, and as I understand it, you're the host.
We should call it Andy Breckman's 7 Second Delay.
We can do that.
Andy Breckman Production.
Would you like me to change the title to that? I could do that for you right now.
No. What would it matter to anyone?
Might matter to somebody. Somebody might get a snicker out of it.
Then let's do it.
Isn't that what it's all about?
If I can get one snicker out of one listener.
All right, but I'm not going to do it.
All this trouble's been worth it.
I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it after the show.
How was your week, my friend?
Oh, it's been the best.
Has it been good?
It's been not bad, yeah.
You're in pre-marathon mode?
Yes, sir. In many ways, the marathon has gone live in terms of the software and all that. And then
how can people pledge money?
They can pledge by going to WFMU.org, and it starts in earnest a week from Saturday, March 6th.
And how can people not pledge money? What do? They just don't go. They just don't click on that link.
There's so many different ways to not pledge.
Like what's the easiest way?
Sleep.
Yeah. That's good.
Just sleep.
Yeah.
I guess it's not so easy for some people, though.
Well, that's probably the method of choice for a lot of people. So what percentage of our listeners listen but don't pledge?
It's a huge percentage, Andy. Huge. It's horrifyingly huge.
Horrifying to you, not to them.
Yeah, 90%.
Yeah, you're horrified, but they're at home doing the little cowboy jig around the living room.
Oh, a hoedown?
A little hoedown dance.
Is that why they don't pledge?
They're getting this free service. They're getting me and you, and I understand you have other little shows on your little outfit there. You do. I understand a lot of them are music-oriented.
Damn it. I can't believe they're doing a hoedown.
They're celebrating.
I pictured them, like, tormented in great distress and pain by their non-pledging.
No, man, it's theft of service, and they're getting away. It's a perfect crime. If you think about it, it's a perfect crime. No, they can always deny that they listened. No one will ever hit them up for the money.
But Andy, you've told me so many jokes that seem to suggest that non-pledgers are stupid and incompetent. They sound really smart.
Yeah, the ringleader is smart.
The way you describe it.
The ringleader is smart.
They're stealing our service, and they're just getting away with it year after year.
Kyle from Rockaway. He's organized them.
Kyle?
I don't know. I'm blabbing. But you have you've set your goal. The station needs X amount of money to make it through another year. What's your number? What's X?
It's the long strived for, never achieved $1.5 million.
No, seriously, how much money do you think you're gonna make?
In U.S. dollars, it's the same goal we've had for a number of years.
I see.
$1.5 million.
Now, does that number reflect that you won't have a record fair this year? Is that part of your equation?
Yep.
All right.
It is. Although even when we had the record, we've lost two record fairs now.
Yeah.
Last year's, and we just announced that this forthcoming one is canceled as well.
And you're still determined to spend most of the money, I understand, on installing a wave pool in the basement.
No wave.
That's a big thing. You want a wave pool? That's your dream?
No, the wave pool turned out to be too dangerous.
Interns are off limits. I understand interns will not be allowed. It's very controversial.
Well, the wave pool at Action Park actually killed a number of people, so we're staying away from wave pools.
That's actually, that's what you're telling people.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. That's right. Okay, so there'll be... Let me see if I can say this without cracking up. So there'll be no wave pool built with the proceeds from this year's marathon.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not building a wave pool.
No, totally not.
The wave pool installation truck, they're working on something entirely different.
They're building a wave pool down the street.
Yeah, for somebody else, yeah. Yeah, they're using our parking lot and our driveway.
Yeah. The parking lot.
We're letting them use our bathroom.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
He doesn't like wearing masks, that wave pool guy.
Okay.
I don't completely trust him. Ken, I'm not even...
Ken's obsession with his wave pool. Oh, my God. He bores us all to tears someday. If we ever make $1.5 million, and you see the wave pool, you lay the pamphlets out on your table.
The pamphlets are kind of out of date, Andy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you should.
But anyway, we're talking about the non-pledgers.
Yeah, we're talking about the non-pledgers.
How's it different than going into a supermarket and stuffing a steak down your pants? You're stealing.
It's not different. In fact, it's very much like the steak or fish, frozen fish down the pants.
Yeah, they both give you a nice, icy, cool feeling down your pants.
Yeah, it feels good for a while. It feels really good for a while. In fact, once it warms up, you feel like you want another one.
That should be the FMU motto. Feels good for a while. Because it does.
Yeah, it does.
Feels good for a while. If you limit your exposure to FMU to 11 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Then you're golden.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Absolutely. I think maybe 50% of people could probably tune in and stay tuned in for 11 minutes without suffering any kind of long-term damage.
Yeah. No, it's true about FMU. If you hear something you don't like, just stick around and you're going to hear something you hate even more.
Yes.
That's true.
Sometimes you have to turn it off to get to the thing you hate even more.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
That's right.
You can't even believe it. You can't even believe that such a thing was ever put to tape. Hey, man.
Wait till they hear our shows next year done live from the wave pool.
I don't know about the wave pool, seriously. I saw the Action Park documentary, and people died in that wave pool. Yeah.
Well, they're probably idiot non-pledgers. They are so stupid, those non-pledgers.
You're right.
I've been doing a little research on non-pledgers.
Andy, what did one non-pledger say to another non-pledger at the wave pool at Action Park?
Follow me.
He
said, watch
this. Watch me do a cannonball.
They are so stupid.
That's the first non-pledger joke of the evening.
I know. They are idiots. Wait, but I've been doing a little research on non-pledgers.
Uh-huh.
Can I tell you a little more that I learned about non-pledgers?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear about the non-pledger firing squad?
I did not.
They stand in a circle.
Oh!
How stupid.
It's a circular firing squad.
It's how stupid.
I thought that was for leftists, but I guess it's for non-pledgers as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the leftists do it metaphorically.
Gotcha. I always had that mixed up.
How do you know when a... Ken, you might be interested in this. You're a computer guy. How do you know if a non-pledger has been in your office using your computer? What's the clue?
There's horrible porn all over your desktop?
You mean there's more porn?
Well, yeah, more porn.
More porn? No.
No?
The answer is there's whiteout on your screen. It's kind of sad, really.
Yeah.
It's more sad than funny.
That is sad.
They sit there with whiteout on the screen.
Hey, Andy, guess what?
Yeah, what?
We have a new phone number this week. We really do have a new phone number.
You always tease me with it, but go ahead. What's the new number?
It's 201-536-9368. 201-536-9368. Yeah.
Maybe somebody else out there has encountered a non-pledger and wants to share his experience with it.
It's hard to forget encounters like that.
What happens? Let me ask you this, Ken, and this will kind of break your heart. It makes you feel some sympathy for these guys. What happens when a non-pledger does not pay his garbage bill?
The garbage man stops coming.
They stop delivering. They deliver the garbage.
That's how stupid
these guys are.
Yeah. So that's...
You know, for years, you've heard Polish jokes about... Polish
oh, no,
people.
We can't do any. We can't do
I
any.
Know, we're not doing Polish. But to me, these non-pledgers sound even stupider. I can make Polish jokes.
I'm half Polish.
Everyone's
Polish, I'm sensitive. Polish.
I have a neighbor who's Polish, so I can make these jokes.
Well, you are Polish, right?
My ancestors are. You're going back 3 generations.
Are you 50% at the grandparent
let me
level?
See, Mike, let me see. Polish and Russian. Yeah, probably. Well, 50%. Yeah. Ashkenazi. Yeah. From that area. I don't know where the border was or where their little shtetl was.
Ah, the border kept changing all the time.
Hey, maybe we're landsmen. You know that phrase, landsmen? Maybe our ancestors are from the same shtetl. Maybe they did a little radio show together. Or a little, not a radio show, a little vaudeville-type comedy act together.
Yeah, maybe.
Your great-great-grandfather and my great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, because I'm 50% Polish.
Well, I'm 50% Polish, 50% Russian. Maybe we are from the same village. Maybe they were on stage talking about wave pools. Boring and frustrating their audience.
The wave pools hadn't been invented yet back then.
I'll tell you something else about non-pledgers.
Yeah.
Did you hear what happened to their they had a national library, a non-pledger library?
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, it was a disaster. Somebody stole the book. They're so stupid.
That must have been a really good book, though, if it was the only book in the library and then it was so good that somebody stole it. What was that book?
I don't know. You know, we could ask the non-pledgers, but I bet they're too ashamed to call. Do you think any non-pledgers will call? Wait, let's ask non-pledgers to call. I want to get to the root of it. I want to see what the problem is. Aren't you curious about what makes them tick?
No.
Yeah, I want to talk to one or two of these guys. I assume they're guys. 201-536-9368. Those guys, man, they make me so mad. They should stay on the phone, and we should let pledgers, people that support the station, give them a piece of their minds.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a good show?
That's what you want to do here, huh?
Yeah,
you
want to
get
a
non-pledger on the air, and we keep them on the air, and then we get a pledger on the air. So that the pledger berates them.
To verbally just, to kick the snark out of them.
But what happens if the non-pledger berates the pledger? What if the non-pledger is also a very good berater?
What if they turn the tables on us? What if he, let's see if he could try to persuade me. I'm one of your biggest damn donors on the station.
You are.
I want to talk to, maybe I'm an idiot.
Okay, we have somebody to talk for you to talk to.
Yeah, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him. I'd like to see what makes him tick.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up, Ken? What's
hey,
up, Andy?
Hey, who's this?
This is Justin.
Hey, Justin, are you a non-pledger?
No, I would never sing to that level.
Okay.
That's some evil. I just wanted to call and let all the non-pledgers know. We might know who you are, so we might send some things your way.
Well, we're not gonna. What's that word, Ken? You dox somebody?
Doxing? No, we're not gonna dox them.
No, we're not. No, I would never dox somebody. I would never dox somebody.
But I will tell you this. I will tell you something, Justin, about non-pledgers. I saw a non-pledger pirate the other day. You know how I knew he was a non-pledger pirate?
How?
How's that?
Well, you're not operating any heavy machinery, are you, right now? Because this is very funny stuff. Okay, he has a patch over both eyes. So well, that laugh will reinforce their decision not to pledge.
I think I'm gonna take my pledge back. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm gonna take it back.
Maniacal laugh.
Sorry, Justin.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. It's all your fault, Ken.
Okay.
They are the worst non-pledgers. Hey, did you hear about the non-pledging family? They went to the movie theater and they froze to death.
Why?
They were waiting outside to see the movie Closed for the Winter. That was the name of the movie they were waiting to see. They stood outside.
And they froze to death?
Yeah. I guess that's a sad story.
That's actually kind of sad. They must have been.
It is. I don't really want to wish that on.
They must have been desperate.
Yeah.
Good God, that's really sad.
They're so stupid.
Well, let me just remark that you're sounding rather sprightly, considering that you had the second shot for the vaccine today.
I did. I did this morning, 10:30 this morning. I did.
Wow, you're doing great.
So far, Feels good. I know you're due for your first round coming up this week, right?
Yeah, Sunday I get shot number one.
Excellent. I can't wait till you have both shots, and then we wait 10 days, and then we can have sex.
Yes,
then
absolutely.
I'm all over you, buddy.
On stage, even.
Yeah. Or maybe during the marathon.
Yeah.
If we make our 1.5 million.
Yep.
If we get our indoor wade pool.
Well, we have another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Are you a non-pledger?
Well, possibly.
Okay.
Budget yet to be determined. Wait, I have a joke.
Okay, great. Tell us your joke.
Wait, how can a non-pledger tell a non-pledger joke?
Oh, they hang out with non-pledgers and they all tell jokes about themselves all the time.
Okay, let me hear.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a non-pledger because I'm unemployed, but there's good news because I currently have a couple of companies after me.
Great.
The gas company, the electricity company, and the water board. But did you hear non-pledgers? They tend to return the toilet paper after they bought it. You know why?
Why?
No. Why do they use toilet paper? Why?
Well, they got news that their guests weren't coming anymore. That's how cheap they are.
Wow.
They don't need it for themselves.
Damn, I guess that's not... Whew.
Hey, did you hear non-pledger, he won a gold medal at the Olympics. You know what he did with it?
What?
No.
He brought it home and he got it bronzed. They are so stupid. They're dumber than Poland. They're dumber than Poland.
No, Andy.
You know, one reason I had
don't say the P word.
Oh. It's okay, Ken. I have a neighbor.
Well, you're half Polish yourself and I'm half Polish, so together we're like
Ken, really. I know you're sensitive, but it's okay because I hate them. If you hate them, it's okay.
No, that's not okay.
No, it is.
No,
if you didn't hate them, it would. I think it's so obnoxious.
Well, if you don't hate them, then you're being phony. But if you really do hate them, then you're just a hater.
Hey, maybe you could use some of the marathon money to buy yourself a spine.
I've bought a few. They don't last very long.
No, they don't last very long.
They don't make them like they used to.
That's true. They don't make them like, I don't know where you're buying yours.
Hey, thanks, caller. Those are some great jokes.
Hey, did you hear about the non-pledging couple? They decided to have four and only four children.
Why?
Why? Good question. Because they read that one out of every five babies born in the world are Chinese.
That's a terrible, terrible joke.
It's a great joke.
No, you can't.
Oh, you're afraid to laugh. You are just, in the corner, cowering. You can't admit something's funny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
So what's up? Like, you guys looking for money or?
No, we're looking for non-pledger jokes. You know,
non-pledger jokes.
But I guess we are looking for money, though, aren't you, Kenny?
Yeah. We're getting ready to do our fundraising marathon.
If somebody has moved to pledge during our show?
They could. They can pledge during the show.
But how do they do that?
They just go to WFMU.org. That's it.
Okay, so a joke, maybe if the joke's funny, we get some money back. How's that?
Nah.
Okay, well, here's a joke. I'm a really rich man. You know, my father, he left me with a lot of money. House and a whore.
Okay.
That joke was funny, but it wasn't worth the trouble. Is that what you think, Ken?
I don't know. I have to hear the full joke.
About the non-pledger, Ken? He took a roll of toilet paper to a craps game. He misunderstood what kind of game it was. He heard about a craps game down the street.
Right. So he brought a roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Because he was that misinformed.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So...
Even when you're not talking, I just want to say shut up.
You feel the second shot? You said that you felt it a little bit.
Oh, you know what? The first shot was, I think this is kind of a common reaction. First shot, I was fine. There were no side effects. Well, a small side effect, my arm hurt, and I was going up to strangers and demanding an apology from them for about 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the only side effect.
And then that went away, the apology thing?
Yeah. Yeah. It went away.
And how about today? You got your second shot at 10:30.
Today I got my second shot. And to be honest with you, if you're asking honestly, this one I can feel. This one I kind of can, kind of a little, maybe a tad fluish.
Uh-huh.
But I'll power through it. I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm here for you.
Good, good.
I'm not going to. Okay, hold on. I have other observations about non-pledgers.
You hold on. We have a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't know if I'm a non-pledger. I've never pledged to FMU. I've just always given it, the money immediately with a credit card.
And uh-huh.
That doesn't feel like a pledge to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's highway robbery.
Well, it's just terminology, I suppose.
That is converted to cash. Ken brings it home, throws it on the bed, and he and his wife just roll around.
Like in Diabolique?
Yeah,
yes, like exactly. Exactly like nice. Diabolique.
The suitcase is on the floor. The cash is on the bed. I call Ken after the marathon. Andy, can I call you back in like a half hour? My wife and I are still rolling around in the money.
So so you are a pledger then if you've donated. Do you know any non-pledger jokes?
No. I mean, the funniest thing, I guess, would be if they like FMU a lot, and then because enough people are like them, they don't have FMU anymore.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Andy can make that funny. Andy can rewrite that concept and turn it into a joke.
No. I know what you mean. Yeah, they love the station. They don't pledge.
The joke would be on them.
It's all on them when Ken abscond, when Ken and his wife are in Costa Rica with the cash. It's all on them.
And the wave pool. We're taking the wave pool with us.
You can't move the wave pool.
Oh, yes, you can.
I wonder if a wave pool in the basement, I wonder if that will increase the value of your building or decrease. I wonder what a realtor would say about a wave pool in the basement.
A functioning wave pool?
Yeah, that's it. I think.
Oh, come on. That's a big increase.
Hey, I know about wave functions. Half the time it would be a particle pool.
That's a very smart joke. Non-pledgers.
That's a quantum.
Non-pledgers can't get that joke.
That's a quantum physics joke.
It is a quantum physics joke.
Maybe the first quantum physics joke that's ever taken me by surprise.
That's right. It's the first quantum physics ad lib we've ever had.
So, Andy, people very much liked the serious interviewer that you played last week.
Oh, my God. I enjoyed that, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that, too. We peeled back a few layers of the onion that is Ken Friedman.
Yeah. So do I get to interview you like that?
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Never.
Why?
I would die first. It would kill us both. Murder, suicide.
You said to me after the show last week that you couldn't be as forthcoming as I had been.
I couldn't because my kids are still young.
Ah, right, right, right.
And I don't want to disillusion them.
Yeah.
Although I think they know my history.
Damn it.
I don't know what. I'm trying to think, like, what would surprise them now that I'm.
Yeah.
They know I'm divorced. They know my academic record wasn't stellar.
They know you dropped out of college after like 2 months.
Yeah. Why am I so ashamed of my life story? Let me think. There must be something in there.
Yeah.
I think I would be ashamed of something. I think, when people play truth or dare, I can't do either. I avoid the game completely. I bolt away. I dive out the window. Do you ever play that game?
I haven't in a long time.
I get so nervous. I don't want to have to tell the truth. I hate lying. I'd rather just deflect people's attention.
Wow.
But I will try. I will do an interview. Would you like to do a 1 hour Morley Safer 60 minutes?
Yeah. Inside Andy Breckman.
I will do it. You're talking about after the marathon.
Yeah, I guess at this point it would have to be after the marathon.
Yeah, you don't want to risk your marathon money. I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, you have nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, it's like you never did drugs or drank or anything like that.
I'm embarrassed talking. I have my kids from my previous marriage, and I'm embarrassed talking about my marriage, my first marriage.
Okay.
It's hard for them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put But I don't want. But you were so cool about it. You put no subjects off limits. You were completely candid and transparent. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you didn't ask me anything very difficult at all.
I didn't? Oh, then I mean, want another crack.
I could certainly avoid your first marriage.
I can talk frankly about it. I mean, I was lucky, actually, in so many ways to be married to Mary and my three kids.
But how many of the four families am I allowed to address?
Well, you only know about four. You don't know about the family in Albany.
Oh, that makes five then.
About them.
Wow, Albany.
It kills me that you've never met them because little Eddie Jr. is really interested in radio. He'd love to be an intern. Love to meet you. You're one of his heroes.
I'd be happy to give Eddie an internship.
In spite of everything I tell him about you, you're one of his heroes.
How old is young Eddie?
Eddie is now 14. Oh. Cutest little kid.
Okay.
He just sits in his room with his little radio set up.
If he was six or seven, then he could take over the TikTok account.
Wait, what happened to our TikToker?
Nadia, she's turning 8 next month.
Oh, she's too old? She aged out?
Yeah, she's aging out of the TikTok account, so we need another WFMU intern who's not 8 yet.
Okay. So we're at 201-536-9368. We're talking about non-pledgers. You know, I met a non-pledger last week. He was so dumb. He returned a donut because it had a hole in it.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Really dumb. If it wasn't so sad, it would be like a joke.
No, it is sad. It's like they're. Yeah. It's beyond dumb. It's like there's something
beyond
wrong.
Dumb.
There's something wrong with them. They're developmentally disabled or something.
It's just pathetic.
Yeah, no, there's something organically wrong with their brain.
Yeah, this non-pledger tried to put his M&Ms in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
That's how dumb he was.
Yeah. I heard about another non-pledger who returned all the W's that he found in the M&Ms.
Yeah, they're dumb. That's on your list?
Yeah.
Wait, did you just hit the button?
No.
You make
times. Times have changed.
But we haven't. We haven't evolved. You promised me you'd never evolve. When we met, when we started the show, I turned to you. We're not evolving, are we? No way, you said.
I don't remember that. I remember the evolution conversation. I don't remember saying that I would never evolve.
Oh, don't be scared, buddy. It's just jokes. It's just words. You know what David Mamet said? They're just words. They're only offensive if they're true.
But that's... Yeah, go on.
I actually believe that. The truer something is, the more offended people get.
But aren't all jokes half true?
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be funny.
Yeah. So then they're all offensive because they're all...
Hey, did you hear about the... Oh, yeah. There's no such thing as a woke joke. No such thing. Every joke has to have a little sting to it. Hey, there's a non-pledger that was so stupid. Somebody said that it's chilly outside. You know what this non-pledger did, Ken?
What?
Ran outside with a spoon and a bowl. For the chili.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not so dumb. Maybe they're just hard of hearing.
There was another non-pledger DJ who was so dumb that he played Jimi Hendrix's song Voodoo Child on the air, and he called it Voodoo Chili. And then people called up that non-pledger DJ and said that was a very funny joke. And this non-pledger DJ had no idea what they were talking about.
Maybe these non-pledgers have a style all their own that we can't appreciate. Maybe they're cooler than we give them credit for.
Our new phone number has just rung. The new phone number here is 201 536-9368. We're in the box car upstairs getting ready for the WFMU Marathon. Hi, you're on the air.
I offer you my services as a pinata, a spiritual scapegoat.
Wait, you're a non-pledger.
Destroy.
Are you a non-pledger?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Chris from Brooklyn.
Chris from Brooklyn. Okay,
How many hours a week, on average, do you listen to the station?
How many hours are in a week?
168.
The problem with that is just, like, look, in the winter, I think there's, like, ice or snow or something affecting it, or there's just a lot of construction going on around me. It's really difficult to, like, tune you guys in over the air sometimes.
Right, and you don't have the internet or nothing like that.
Oh, I've got the internet and stuff like that.
Okay.
Wait, is that how you justify non-pledging, that occasionally our signal is a little staticky?
No, the thing is like, if I'm not using your streams, I'm not taking anything from you, am I?
Oh, I see your point.
Well, so you're taking our blood, sweat, and tears. You're taking the hours we put in to entertain you. I mean, we're offering you up something. Do you walk by every street musician, even if you stop and listen? If you stop and listen to a street musician for an hour, or for some time, do you feel any remorse? Any
busker with you, Andy? Huh?
Yeah, a buster on the street. A busker on the street. Do you? If you listen to that busker,
you go out there and you scratch and you just create and stuff like that. You can raise money. You got a handle for it.
But no, I'm asking. Don't you feel any shame or guilt at all?
I was a volunteer. I thought that would like mend my ways and like be. If I couldn't afford to give you my money, I would give you my labor.
I would think. Well, that seems fair. Now, but I guess you can't volunteer these days. You have
embraced me, by the way.
You have embraced.
I'm in person with you. I've seen you, Andy.
You have embraced Chris from Brooklyn.
You've met Ken's dad, and I've physically embraced
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, by the way, Ken. I know it's like a week late.
Oh, thank you, Chris. It's Andy's birthday next week.
Excellent. Mine's coming in May.
Thank you, Chris. But so, Chris, you have volunteered. Well, that puts you in a different category, of course.
A non-pledging volunteer.
Yeah, you're not a complete mooch.
Yeah, they're not
doing the best.
I brought banana bread.
They're not the kind of people who bring rolls of toilet paper to craps games, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, exactly.
How is this virtual marathon going to happen, Mr. Kim?
All sorts of different ways. Should be exciting.
Yeah, oh no, I agree with that, Ken.
But don't you
want to
like set me in, like, I'm here for the public to castigate me. Just beat me up. Go ahead.
Okay, let's get somebody to castigate you. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air. Are you a pledger?
I just discovered this station last week, so not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Well, you are in for the ride of your life for the next 3 weeks, buddy. you are going to be bombarded. Ken Freeman will be begging and cajoling and crying.
So what's your name, Mr. Discovered Us Last Week?
Dean from Goshen, Hudson Valley, New York.
Okay, Dean from Goshen. Chris from Brooklyn, you want to tell Dean from Goshen, you have any questions about FMU, and our non-pledger Chris can maybe answer them for you.
My question is, I don't know if I have a question. I have a few statements.
Okay.
Actually.
All right.
Knocking me out. No, go ahead. Swing away. This is like a Reddit. I hate you. Knock me out. Kick me where you feel like it.
Okay. I wanted to just say that I was really sick of listening to this station called WRRV.
Oh, my God, RRV.
Pop station.
Everybody on that station is a non-pledger. There's not
Absolutely.
There's not a single pledger on
here. My kind of people.
Posers, too.
Okay, so go ahead, Dino.
Okay, and I literally turned the dial on my vintage radio. I have a Crossley. Yep.
There's always a rhythm when you do that.
I turned that dial to the left.
Yep. Got
just
vacuum
a pinch.
Tube.
And I found this station, and I was like listening, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
And what was the first thing you heard, Dino?
I think it was some kind of like noise sculpture sound art thing.
Okay.
Ken, do you want to apologize for that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about the noise sculpture sound art thing there.
No, don't be.
No,
that's
okay.
That latched me into the whole vibe.
Sorry.
There, and I was like, what the?
Well, Dino, you're welcome. You're welcome for the noise art.
My pleasure.
After that crap, anybody's entertaining.
Non-pledgers are not turned off by noise.
It was good noise, though. It was very crafted, like, and clever.
Oh, very clever. I've heard that stuff. Very, very clever. That's the word I would use.
Yeah. I mean,
well, let me
cool
say, Dino,
hear...
welcome to our dysfunctional family. Don't judge the station by the worst that you hear. There's always something around the corner.
Yeah, if you ever hear something that you really hate on WFMU, Dino, just turn the station off for a couple of minutes and then turn it on again, and you'll hear something that you hate even more.
It'll make you appreciate.
That only happened once.
It'll make you appreciate the first song you heard.
Some days it will happen over and over again.
I'm sure it will, yeah. But it didn't happen the entire, I guess, week and a half since I've discovered the station.
Well, that's good. Well,
it did happen today, though.
Yes. Probably on my show this morning.
No, it was me. I take credit. No, it wasn't. It was this afternoon. Some guy was playing very repetitive funk music.
Oh, Scott Williams. Scott with his repetitive funk.
That's called art.
Damn him.
If you've been listening for a week and a half,
Ken,
what do you think would be fair for a pledge from Dino? He's a new listener.
Yeah.
You want to kind of reel this guy in, right? You don't want to scare him off.
Yep. I think Dino should pledge $20 when the marathon happens. It's going to start
starting on March 6th.
Can we put
you down for $20? Just say yes.
I guess you can. I mean, you know, I'd like to contribute something. I mean, I could give you some vinyl.
Give us $20 during the marathon, and then you'll also get a bumper sticker that was designed by a guy who does a lot of mushrooms. So it's really good.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And Ken will take that money and buy himself a pair of goggles for the wave pool.
I just got to say one more thing.
Okay, go ahead, Dino.
There was one night, it was a late one, I was, you know, fiddling on my keyboard.
Okay, now you're scaring me.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, the music segued from like this film, this eclectic film score stuff to this retro 70s disco song. And I was like, what the heck is happening? It was fascinating to me. Like, someone would think to make that, you know.
That was
That's our new motto. It's fascinating to Dino. WFMU.
And then now I do have a question, actually. Who is that woman? It was a few nights ago. She has a very, like, raspy voice. She talks about death a lot.
Oh, that's Raspy Rhoda.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No, not really.
In my opinion, she has a death wish. All she talks about is death.
In that rasp of hers. She played the
Lana Del Rey song about death. I forget the title. Let's see if I can remember it. We're all born to die.
Okay.
There you go, Ken. Aren't you proud of this new listener that you've reeled into your boat?
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to the family, Dino. Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Dino.
Absolutely. I can keep talking years off all night. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Dino. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Hey, did you hear there was a non-pledging wolf?
Get out of town.
This wolf never pledged to FMU. Listened all the time. Listened 5-6 hours a day.
But it's an animal.
It's an animal. Never pledged a nickel. Got caught in a trap.
Uh-huh.
And
It gnawed off
three of its own legs, and it couldn't figure out why it was still caught in the trap.
That's a stupid non-pledging wolf.
Yeah.
It gnawed off the three legs that weren't in the trap.
There must be more to the story.
That's a dark, dark joke, Andy.
There must be. I don't think I've heard the whole story.
Did you write that one yourself?
No.
I think you did.
No, I did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jeremy. Love the show. I got a non-pledger joke for you.
Okay, great.
We love them.
Okay, so there's a boat, and inside the boat is a non-pledger and a guy who never tips at the restaurant. And the boat's sinking. You can only save one of them. So do you go and get the paper or get a coffee first?
Well, that's told. You told that very carefully.
Yes, I'm sure very there good.
I'm sure there were other versions of that joke.
Yeah. No, that joke's always been about non-pledgers.
Yeah, right.
Thank God it's still okay to make fun of non-pledgers.
That's the end of humor in America, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Friedman's there with a hammer and nail, putting the last nail in the coffin. Goodbye, humor. Goodbye, American humor. Ken Friedman is shutting the door.
I didn't shut the damn door.
You sure did. You and your... No, our listeners can't handle it. Our adult listeners, it will pain them physically. They'll drive their car off the road.
I have to protect them.
Yeah, they must not be offended. They must go through life without being offended. That's our job, to shield them.
It's my job.
God forbid they would be offended.
It is my job as an authority figure.
Yeah.
To protect them.
What happens when you're offended? I just would love to talk to someone. Does it hurt? Does it sting? I've never experienced it. Do you cry?
You've never been offended? Yeah, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, what can you say? I mean, they're just words. They're just sounds that people make with their mouths.
Words are powerful. Words are ideas. Words are emotions.
Only if they're true. Only if it's true does it hurt.
And every joke is half true. So therefore, every joke hurts.
Every joke hurts.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on.
You're on the air.
Yeah, hi there. I'm calling from Israel.
Welcome. Welcome, my brother.
Yes.
I too am one of the chosen people.
Yeah, I understand that. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Ken, and with me is another chosen person, Andy Breckman.
Well, of course, we're chosen when you consider the competition. It doesn't really...
Listen, guys, I'm very excited to talk to you from Israel. I listened to you last week.
Uh-huh.
And since I studied in New York at NYU back in the 70s, we were both more or less at the same time at the university, Mr. Ken.
Uh-huh.
I studied film and television at NYU starting in 76.
Uh-huh. But we somehow ended up in Ann Arbor at the same time?
No. I was in New York at the time.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Ken
was in Michigan. You might have misunderstood.
Yeah, no. I understood that you were in Michigan. And also you mentioned WNEW, that was my favorite station at the time.
Yeah, it had a good number of years there, that station.
I actually taped some of their shows on a cassette tape, and I have to look it up because it's very interesting to find out if I still have it. I'm not sure, but I'll look into it.
Andy, were you a listener of WNEW back when it was good?
WNEW was out of New York.
Yeah.
Well, I was in South Jersey, so I was WMMR. I was, Philadelphia.
Oh, you were listening to the Philly station, so I didn't realize.
To the Philly station,
gotcha.
Yeah. But you'll learn all about me, Ken, when you do your in-depth, when you drill down and interview me.
I wonder, do you have any listeners from Israel?
We have one.
We do.
We have one, at least one, and it's you.
Right.
Well, he's in New York, Andy. No, we do have listeners in Israel, yes.
Okay.
We used to have lots of listeners in Israel. Now we have a few.
Okay. I just found out about your station because there is a short documentary or long documentary that just came out a few years ago, and I just found out about it recently. So that's how I learned about your station.
We used to have a lot of listeners in Israel, but Andy drove them away with his repellent personality.
And Ken's anti-Semitic tirades every Shabbat didn't help.
Oh, they weren't that anti-Semitic.
He would go around to Jewish listeners and blow out their Shabbos candles and then just scream at them.
But then I would come back at Hanukkah time and offer to light their menorah.
He would throw the Shabbos queen down and assault her.
Oh, my God. Remember when we used to take down the sukkah tents? That was hilarious.
You guys are very funny.
We welcome you. I'm a little funnier than Ken, but we're both very funny.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Daniel Matalon.
Daniel, welcome.
Welcome to our family.
I'm six or seven generations in Israel, by the way.
Perfect.
All right.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you, and stay safe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, bye, Daniel.
Hey, Ken, did you hear about the non-pledger? He had water skis. You like to water ski, right? That's all you can relate to.
Yeah,
this.
Love it, love it.
He was a non-pledger, and he had a pair of water skis, but he had to sell them.
Why?
Well, he couldn't find a lake with a hill in it. He thought the only way to ski was if there was a hill.
Right.
Oh, is he stupid?
Yeah. Whew. That's
God, they make me mad.
That's a bad joke, man.
That's just pure anger. Someone that's stupid makes me mad.
That is just a terrible joke. That joke never should have been put to paper. I don't know where you found it, but, man, that's bad. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time call. I can't believe I got through.
Who's this?
And are you in the non-pledger category, or are you a pledger?
Has it hit the credit cards yet, Ken?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I'm a pledger.
Okay.
There you go.
And what's your name?
Zachary. Hey, Andy, I wanted to say, you've never felt offended before in your life?
I can't think. Well, who what would offend me? If you call me something that is untrue, that's the joke's on you. What do I care?
Exactly. No, that's what I find fascinating. That was both enlightening line of the evening thus far.
Yeah, if it's only offensive if it's true. If it's true, then I'll cop to it. I'm not perfect.
Yeah. It's just mutual knowledge. You know, it's honesty.
Yeah, it's just honesty.
But sadly,
people now, they love being offended. They wake up and hope they're offended.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
Like, and Ken will feed that lion. Ken has a list of words that might upset the listeners.
Well, no, it's not just the listeners, Andy. It's the non-donors.
The non-donors. I think people appreciate our candidness and what passes for courage these days.
Yeah, it's a very different line that Andy's talking now back than when he had his show on Netflix. And he was so terrified that he was going to be canceled.
That's true. I was really scared. And also, I used to have a Twitter account when I was trying to get attention, because when I started...
Uncle Andy.
When I produced toys, sell my toys, I thought I would build my Twitter account with these provocative... tweets and
zingers.
Any one of them would end my career and your career, Ken.
I know, that's the thing.
I would bring you down with me. Believe me.
It's a pact. Not alone. Is it a pact? Maybe we should make a mutual cancellation pact. If one of us is getting taken down, the other one has to come with.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has to.
Do you promise, Andy?
I will never. Here's what I can promise: I will never make one of those phony, forced apologies. I just will never, ever, ever do it—a public, phony apology.
Well, fortunately, now your career is at the stage where you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's true, and maybe I'm out of the danger zone.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I heard about a non-pledger. He was an inventor.
Oh my God! Really, Zachary? Have you heard this one?
Guess what he invented? This guy.
What?
No.
Solar-powered flashlight.
What the?
I love it.
What the hell is
you
wrong?
You leave it out.
What's wrong with a solar-powered flashlight?
What's wrong with it? Oh.
Huh? Those exist.
You leave it out during the day.
No, you use it
at night, Andy.
They do exist. They exist.
You'll need it when the sun's out.
Yeah, you charge it during the day, and then you use it at night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that non-pledger actually was onto a pretty good thing. He ended up making.
Yeah, they were.
He's a billionaire now.
Yeah, that non-pledger's a billionaire. I don't know why I was mocking him.
I don't know why either, Zachary. Thanks.
We should be soaking them.
Yeah, I should be asking him for money. What am I thinking?
Yeah. Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
Andy, that's what you do for the soap. You contact different foundations and you reach out and try to get solicit donations for WFMU. You write grants on the fly.
On the fly for people on the go with Andy Breckman. Zachary, thank you for that idea.
That's
thank you for your call.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah, you, while we're on the air, you reach out to foundations.
Here, hey, did you hear about, you know, you can tell when a non-pledger has been in your office using your computer.
How?
There's whiteout on your screen.
Yeah, you told that one already.
Well, but we have listeners tuning in late, Ken.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
I just got to say, if you're mad.
That sounded like a fake accent. What do you think,
Andy? It sure did.
Yeah.
I don't know why you cut him off. The most entertaining guy we've had on in a long time.
Fake accents, yeah, no.
Wait, so is next week the thing, the your marathon?
No. Next week, I think we get to directly barter for pledges. We get to buy people's.
What?
Next week traditionally is the week when we.
We'll do. You tell us what we can do for you.
Yeah, in the promise that you will pledge the following week. Which is when we soak Andy Breckman as well.
Well, but you know, this year
on March 10th,
I don't have a big hit show on the air. You've got to have a little mercy.
Yeah, you cashed out.
Yeah,
of your big hit show. Very savvy move. Your financial advisor is a genius.
Well, my financial. If I really had a financial advisor, I would not be on the air with you during the marathon getting soaked. My financial advisor would say that might be the week to visit Madrid.
It would cost you more to go to Madrid than getting soaked.
No, it wouldn't. I've looked into it. I look into it every year.
Okay, yeah, it might be close.
Oh, God. Oh, why do you do that? Well, maybe we'll just do it for like 30 seconds or so.
I think we did it for, 2 minutes even in October. But
Why should I lose money at this little game that we play, Ken? I'm doing this all year, 52 weeks a year. Why should it cost me money? That's just pathetic.
It costs everybody money.
No, other DJs on other stations, they get paid. Howard Stern gets paid.
Yeah.
The street goes that way.
Right. I've heard rumors about that.
There's a business model that you should at least consider.
I've heard rumors about it. I don't know that it's really true that such radio stations exist where people get paid.
I feel like a chump. I just feel like a chump every year.
Really?
Yeah. Writing you that damn check. Damn it.
That makes it mean even more. The fact that you've been doing it year after year, and it really does burn you up. I can tell you.
How can it not? How does it? Why am I writing you this? Just tell me. That's all I'm asking. I'm not. I won't be mad. Just give me a reason. I understand if people enjoy the station and they pledge money.
Right. Right.
I get that because you see a guitar, you see a busker on the street, a street musician.
Yeah.
You listen for a half hour. You give them money. I get that, but me, I don't like the station. I can see through you. I don't listen to it.
We play Jackson Brown.
When?
Last week, a whole bunch of, we went through a little mini Jackson Brown revival last week.
You mean multiple DJs?
Yeah, several different DJs playing his songs, him doing them, other people doing them.
Wow.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I wasn't going to go there myself.
No, God forbid. It would entertain people. It would please them.
Oh, my God. No, actually, I came very close the other week to playing a Jackson Brown song.
Oh, shut up.
But then
this is not endearing you to me at all. I came very close.
I did. I had it ready to go.
Yeah.
I had it ready to go, and then for some reason they didn't play it.
Oh, that's a great story. Oh, you should have saved that for during the marathon. That's a killer story.
Yeah, how do I embellish it?
I can't wait to tell my kids. Uncle Ken almost played a Jackson Brown song. He came very close.
How can I make it even better, that story?
Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll embellish it.
Yeah, I almost played Doctor My Eyes.
Oh, shut up.
That was a great song.
I almost wrote you a check for $80,000.
And he wrote These Days? No question. Amazing song.
Oh, my God, great song.
He wrote that when he was like 16 years old.
I think his first five albums were off the charts. They're just so moving, and they hold up so well. And the songs are beautifully produced. They're beautiful records, too. I agree with you, Ken.
Yeah, and I saw Jackson. I saw Jackson. My wife.
Worth considering playing.
My wife Hank and I were in a bar in the West Village, in the late '80s or early '90s, and Jackson Brown came in with Daryl Hannah. And
so, Ken, listen, going forward, if anybody ever asks you if you have an interesting Jackson Brown story, your answer is no.
Okay.
The honest answer is no.
Well, no, it is kind of interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
Because
he
came in with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah.
And he was being very mean and bitchy to her. He was not treating her.
Oh, you can't tell that.
Yo, yes, you can.
Well, I met Jackson Brown once, and he said you and Hank were having some kind of tiff. He was worried about your marriage.
Well, that's because he's heard me tell this story before. He never told that story before. He wanted to get back at me.
This is why, if you have a choice, don't be a celebrity.
Freaking Jackson.
Don't be a celebrity, because people see you at a bad moment, and they tell the story 30 years later on the air. It's just so unfair.
Yeah, it is unfair. It's true. He didn't hit her or anything. I didn't see him hit her.
He wrote a beautiful song, Shape of a Heart, about fighting with her.
About Daryl Hannah, really?
Yeah.
About fighting with Daryl Hannah.
Yeah. There's a hole in the wall about the size of a fist.
So you see, Andy, this is the station of Jackson Brown, WFMU. So that's...
You gotta love songwriters like John Lennon. And John Lennon also wrote songs about I Used to Be Cruel to My Woman. You know, songwriters that are so honest. You know, they strip mine their own lives. Mm-hmm. And they dig so deep. And Jackson Brown's one of those guys, too. I just love those guys. You got to admire them.
Yeah. I know you love them. I like These Days. Hey, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.
Can I go home now?
Not yet.
Do I have to listen to the whole, the ID?
Yeah, we're not quite done yet.
I can't tune out now. Let me say goodbye now, and then you do the ID on your own.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. This was great, Ken. I learned a lot, and for that, I will never forgive you.
See you later.
Bye.
We've come close enough to doing the legal ID. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivesh. Thank you to Jeremiah for all the help with the show and the newsletter.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Telegram or a letter, you know that woman don't want you no more.